Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A South Street staple reopens as a cocktail bar.
We have 14 draft beer lines, and then we have 10 draft cocktails.
The owners talked to me about the importance of good food at a cocktail bar, why they insist on double filtering their water.
It's as pure of Philadelphia Schuylkill Punch you can get.
Their revamped outdoor space and how the pandemic has changed dining in Philadelphia.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 1508 South Street. I'm at the newly revamped Sunny's Cocktail Joint, which is a new place that used to be Cambridge. And I'm with owners Heather Anacharico and Chris Fetfatsez. So describe the changes to this new establishment.
Everything from the top to bottom, from the floors to the furniture to the ceiling to the fixtures to the windows to the outdoor backyard. People who have come to love Cambridge will certainly not recognize it when they walk in back into Sunny's.
Why did you decide to change it?
During the pandemic, we decided to pivot and do some exciting things, and we were ready for a little bit of a change here, and we just wanted to go a little bit of a different direction and complement Wine Dive next door. So we came up with a kind of like a brother-sister combo over here.
So did you close because of the pandemic, and then you thought, when we open, we're going to have a new identity?
We kind of did both. We closed because of pandemic, obviously, and in turn, at the same time, thought it was a great opportunity to change it up a little bit and get excited about a new concept.
So describe this backyard. We're standing outside, like in the backyard, in what's kind of like a little oasis here. It doesn't really feel like you're in the middle of a city.
Yeah. You know, we want to transport our guests when they walk through any of our restaurants. You know, we want to give our guests dinner and a show, and we really enjoy art. And, we feel that our restaurants are a good medium to display art, which we're kind of like passionate about at that period of time. So, you know, a lot of our restaurants are an evolution of kind of ourselves, and, you know, we call them like different albums from time to time. So this is certainly like a fun album here.
Definitely artistic.
Yeah. We want people to have fun, right? So people have been going through a tough time right now, and we want to give people a fun cocktail bar that's reimagined, that changes the pretense of what a cocktail bar is. You know, most cocktail bars bars have this rigid, stiff kind of structure with a not really good big long food program, but you know, we have a really big food program served till 1 a.m. Our bartenders are super welcoming. It's the air of a neighborhood bar, and you know, our backyard is fun. It's eclectic. There's great local art around here, a lot of plant life, mismatched furniture. It's very stimulating, very warming. And
this giant pergola, did you build this?
We added the pergola, yep. That was, again, I think a byproduct of COVID, knowing that the outdoors is pretty safe and, you know, what's our biggest element of loss of business, and that's rain. So we put a cover in there, but we were mindful to make sure it still feels like outside and our guests can dine and have cocktails out here and not have to scramble when it rains. And even if it's rainy outside and, you know, you still want to go out for a bite and a drink, you can come to Sunny's and have that.
So tell me about the food and the drink. Let's start with the food.
Eclectic, fun, lovely variations of classics done in a really fun, cool vibe. So they're really eccentric, so it's fun.
So what's on the menu?
We have a tartare grilled cheese. We have this awesome crab roll. We have a inventive hot dog, some really great dips and snacks for people to share. A lot of sharing items, which we think is fun for this type of space, for groups to come together and just share some stuff, and also have some bigger items like a meatball sub and kind of some cool old school items done really fun.
It feels like a COVID no-no, but as long as the people you're dining with are COVID safe, you're good.
You're coming with friends and family. You know where they are, right?
Yeah, you know
where they've been.
Yeah, if you're going to dinner with a group of friends, you know, you kind of already know what you're signing up for.
Tell me about the cocktails.
The cocktails are lovely. The cocktails are highly technical, really crafted. These are high caliber cocktails with exceptional bartenders and a great team. You know, a list of about 26 cocktails.
What are some of the highlights?
Well, and our highlights are a very clean, very simple Japanese highball that we have. So we have this lovely machine that we imported from Japan that makes the world's most carbonated water on Earth. And that's an accurate statement of what it is. And it's just a blend. It's very simple. It's a blend of double filtered water that goes through our carbonated machine mixed with some Jim Beam white, a little lemon peel. And it's just very clean. It's refreshing. Generally, Jim Beam has a vanilla-y flavor, but because of the carbonation, it mutes it, right? So when there's a lot of carbonation in beverages, there's like that acidic taste. So that balances out the cocktail, and it's almost like a clean seltzer water, if you will. And it's lovely. It's refreshing.
An alcohol-infused seltzer water?
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, I would describe that.
It tastes like seltzer?
It is. I'll show you it, and you can maybe sample it if you'd like, right? If KYW lets you do that.
Will I be able to drive afterwards?
We'll give you a taste, and you can be the judge. You can be the judge of that yourself. But yeah, it's fun and it's clean and it's great. So that's one of the cocktails we're super proud of. And you know, another one is our house Negroni. You know, we throw a little bit of salt into our Negroni. That's, you know, salt is thrown into like some sweeter dessert dishes, and it accentuates the flavor. It's no different in cocktails. So cocktails are kind of molecular, and they're like executive chefs. So it's going to be a fun program here for sure.
So tell me the importance of like water in the cocktail.
Yeah, so water is so important in any cocktail, really, because it's a main ingredient. So most of these cocktails are getting diluted, and water is an ingredient in your cocktail. So we double filter our water here at Sunny's. You know, we have a filter line on the house line coming in. We have a filter line at our highball machine. We have a filter line at our ice, and it's 1/3 of the cocktail. So it has to be super pure. It has to be clean. It has to be proper and super well balanced. And I think we have the best water at a bar in the entire city, frankly.
And you can taste that in the cocktail.
You can taste it's clean, it's light. There's different textures, mouthfeels in water with regards to its, you know, nutrients and solvents or whatever. But we strip that, and it's as pure of Philadelphia Schuylkill Punch you can get here.
And you have cocktails on tap at the bar.
We have cocktails on tap. We have draft carbonated cocktails. So you know, the water is extremely important again in that, and that was a challenge because this is science. And you know, when we carbonate a cocktail, and when you drink basically like a plain seltzer, there's that little acid, there's that little dance on your tongue that changes your taste buds, a slight touch. So knowing that, we had to kind of change the recipe of a draft carbonated cocktail to kind of balance that out. So yeah, water is definitely our friend, and it has to be respected, and we do that really well here at Sunny's.
You have a whole row of them. So how many cocktails do you have on tap?
We have 14 draft beer lines, and then we have 10 draft cocktails. So we have a nitro line. So imagine going to, say, Starbucks, and you get like a frothy, creamy like beverage. Like, you'll be able to do that here at Sunny's. So most of them will be kind of like fruity based and all that. So
like a frothy, fruity cocktail.
A frothy, fruity cocktail. Yeah, for sure. And we can do that with a couple of ways. We can do that with its device at the taps. We can do it how we build it. We can use it as part of our ingredients. So yeah, it's definitely fun. It's definitely a science. It's definitely like cooking, you know, and the tools we have behind the bar allow us to make exceptional drinks. And, you know, we use this opportunity to kind of have fun, showcase, geek out, but do it in a way that it's not stuffy. And yeah, our draft cocktails are going to be pretty fun. A lot of spots do regular draft cocktails, like a margarita on draft, but no one does carbonated cocktails. So we're definitely the first for that in the city. And we're quite proud. We're quite proud of reinventing the cocktail bar. But again, not with a kind of rigid, you know, cocktail vibe that people have in their mind. It's something where you can watch the game, enjoy a really great cocktail, and have like a meatball mayonnaise sandwich till 1 a.m., oysters as well. And it's just a really inviting, friendly space with great food.
What are some of your favorite menu items?
I like the prosciutto and olives. The prosciutto and olives are marinated for a few days, and the marinade takes its own, a couple days itself. So it comes in this slightly toasted baguette, and it's like almost like a deconstructed kind of like, you know, Italian hoagie, but classier. So that's again like a example of a riff of like a classic done our way. I really enjoy the oysters that we have. They're coming from either two spots. It's either like the Barnegat Bay Initiative and or Sweet Amalia's. So both are really great oysters with farmed by really respectable, loving people who value the environment for sure. And what else here? The crab roll is lovely. It's topped with caviar. It's done on a New England old school hot dog roll where it's a split loaf down the middle and a potato bread. So, you know, these are just great classics done really well with, you know, a highbrow, lowbrow take on it, you know?
How do you think COVID has changed dining?
Jesus, it changed it, threw it on its head, right? So people want to hang outside more. So there's a gravity towards outside dining. People forget America's kind of young, right, compared to our counterparts overseas. They're thousands of years old, and they've embraced outdoor dining a lot more because they have gone through pandemics. They have adapted, and America's on its way of embracing outdoor dining, minimizing your spaces, you know, having restaurants really focus on efficiency, reinventing themselves, case in point here with Sunny's. And, you know, it really... I think people will go out less, but I think they'll value where they go more. And we just want to be a reliable, great spot for guests to enjoy their time with us.
Heather, what did you learn through COVID that you think is like has changed the restaurant industry that is here to stay?
I think that, you know, giving everybody the space that they need is amazing. And that is something that is going to be so valuable going forward. And I think that's important that we keep that in our brains in the forefront, no matter COVID or not.
As a customer, I love that. But as an owner, that must mean less money for you, less tables.
Yeah, but I mean, I have just personally benefited from it. I have children. You know, we're family-driven business. People's safety and values always come first for us. So I think that's the biggest thing I took from it. And whether we give as much space as we did before, but I think spatially, respect is really important. And that's what I'm taking from COVID. And I want to keep that going forward.
Now, Chris mentioned like more European. Do you think we're going to be more like family friendly like they are in Europe and bringing the kids out to meals?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I think that the streeteries, every single person, when we talk to them about it, it's like Europe, you know? And I think that that's a really great thing that we've turned some of what space we had in the city that seemed unusable is now people who didn't have outdoor areas, what they've done with outdoor space that the city has allowed is monumental. And I think if that can stay and we can use it as an opportunity to have more guests visit us and have family space and be outside, why not? It was parking before. Why not? As long as we still have parking, of course, but the European feel is amazing and I hope it's here to stay. And I hope we, you know, staying outside in the winter, you do that in France all the time. It's 40 degrees, it's snowing. You sit outside and you have a glass of wine. And I think that says a lot. And I hope that we continue to do that.
How has COVID changed you and your establishment?
It has definitely brought us closer. I know that sounds wild, but our team has really been super amazing during this time. And I think it's made you really realize what's important and what you can do in a time like this, as long as you have people with you doing it together. And I think it has just made us grow monumentally. And I think if you can get through something like this with the people you work with, it says a lot.
So what do you think it was about how you changed that allowed you to still stay in business? I mean, obviously it's a different restaurant where you were the Cambridge, now you're Sonny's, but what are some of the keys for business owners that you've noticed?
It took a village to raise restaurants, frankly. It took everyone. It took the landlords, a team effort. We needed staff to dig in. We were facing a monumental uphill battle and challenges that we've never experienced before. A will to survive, a will to lean on one another, support with family, mental support, helping out with children, picking up some slack with like schooling at home, to having purveyors who were understanding and worked with people. And it was a one for all mentality, top to bottom of restaurants coming out of it, for sure. So that's how we came out of it, I feel.
Yeah.
There are countries, other countries, where they really like do value like family, and you can tell like the family comes first. Do you think COVID changed that, especially like I'm talking with family businesses?
Yeah, I think people realize what's kind of important. I think a lot of the noise was shut out of their lives. I think people could really have the machine of life stop a little bit and really reevaluate where they are. And I think a lot of, there was a gravitas towards family. I think there was a gravitas towards real relationships. I think there was a lot of people surviving, and you see who you can lean on in tough times. And there was definitely a shedding of restaurants and a shedding of what have you. But it really brought people together in some way.
So what are you most proud of with Sonny's Cocktail Joint?
I'm really proud that the vision of a highly technical cocktail bar came together with really talented people who bought in, that understood that what we are doing is unique, what we are doing is unorthodox. We need talented bartenders who come from that structured, rigid world to kind of, again, during COVID, shed a little bit and understand what's kind of important, and relationships are important. So the team, having it come together, my wife giving me trust and buying all these really soul pieces around the space. I come home with a lion print. My wife's like, what are you going to do with that? I said, we're going to hang it up. And it's just a trust in one another, and kind of like, like a blind faith.
How was it to find help? I know that that was the number one issue with people, was finding good help. I mean, this takes a lot of staff.
Yeah, I mean, we're not fully, there yet, but we have made a great team here, and that is another thing we're very proud of, that great cocktails, great food does draw some good people, and we are very fortunate to, regardless of how small it is right now, just making sure, you keep that connection and keep that openness and share the vision properly and make sure that they know exactly what they're doing and what we're doing, and that we're doing it as a team, and I think that's the biggest draw to get more talent. But it's definitely been very difficult, for sure, and rightfully so.
What's the future of staffing? I know that some restaurant owners were telling me that the salaries are going to kind of naturally go up because staffing is so difficult.
Yeah, it's real. That's a real thing. The restaurant business is tough. So, I think that it's catching up, and again, rightfully so.
You have to pay more.
We've seen our wages go up. I mean, there's forces that people are clamoring for. The industry is fragile. I think we've added staff because people want to. They still like this industry. They just want to work for a place that really gets it and understands it. And from our inception, we've had staff with us for nearly a decade, from across all of our restaurants, from across all positions, from executive chefs to line cooks to porters, to servers. We have a really good loyal staff, and there is a molting happening in the restaurant. Restaurants have to get more efficient. Things are going to get a little bit more expensive, and things like, hey, I want an extra sauce of this for my thing. Well, you might get charged for that because it's a real thing, right? Product, it's just, there has to be an understanding that if you want, there has to be something that kind of counters that. And the only way to do that is to be efficient and really have great staff. And we didn't fill our roster fully, but we are 85% there. And the people who choose, like they have a litter of choices to work for. And they chose us over a lot of, big reputable spots. And I think that's a testament to our crew. I think that's a testament to our management, to our ownership style. It's fragile, and we have to defend it, and we want to be that place where people can trust and rely on.
What's the future of restaurants in Philadelphia? Are we coming out of COVID? Like, are people opening up? Like, what are you planning for?
I mean, we're planning to forge ahead as we have been. We haven't closed during COVID. We chose to close Cambridge to make it Sonny's, so that was a choice. But, I hope that people just keep hunkering down and make it happen and, you know, have fair wages and have fair pricing to help that out and don't get discouraged by the fact that we are having more variants and things going on. COVID's definitely not over. It's just in a different form right now. And I think we just have to remember that Philly is a great city and people do come here for food and the experience of the restaurants here. And I mean, I remember a year where 90 new restaurants opened in 1 year. And this is a very small, small neighborhood town. So I just hope that everyone understands the importance of the restaurant industry in Philadelphia and can kind of just whatever can make it happen that people aren't closing, because that is heartbreaking when you see your fellow classmates close, and that's not what we want. We're one big team and everyone is in it together.
What do you think about some restaurants have now been requiring proof of vaccination to eat indoors? What do you think about this? I mean, I don't know if it's a trend, but a couple of restaurants have been doing it and gotten a lot of pushback, but also gotten a lot of support about that.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have our eye on it for sure, you know, and we're just, you know, following CDC guidelines and kind of letting, you know, kind of just taking our time with what's happening in the landscape. But we're definitely it's on our radar. We do keep a close eye on the landscape of the city for sure, you know. But we've been, you know, kind of our head in the sand with getting Sunny's open and having three kids during COVID. So, but it's definitely something that we're aware of, and we're definitely taking a close eye on it.
I guess watching to see how it works for other establishments.
Watching, you know, the science, the trend, you know, the trends, and you know, we are prepared, we feel, no matter what, for outdoor spaces. So we embraced coming through COVID during the winter. We have assets that are the front and the backs of our restaurants. So, you know, we have survived with outdoor dining, which gives people comfort. So we have a lot more than most with our situation. So that what makes us different than some of these establishments that are doing these vaccines and yeah, so definitely have our eye on it for sure.
All right. That's Chris Fedfatsas and Heather Anna Chirico, and they are the owners of Sunny's Cocktail Joint here at 1508 South Street. Congratulations on your reopening.
Thank you so much. We're excited.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.